We have a lot of breaking news and zero time to waste, so let's just start here. Last night, CNN aired a leaked audio clip of Donald Trump promising donors behind closed doors that he would bomb Moscow if Russia continued its war with Ukraine. Now, this clip was recorded a few years back, which is funny because it comes in stark contrast to the way that Trump is actually handling the war, which is the exact opposite. He is leading with weakness, not strength. If Trump actually were making threats on Truth Social and in speeches, if Trump were actually arming Ukraine to the teeth and even playing with the idea of accepting them into NATO, that is strength. That is how you get leverage long term. Instead, what we've seen is a series of bizarre policy reversals leaving Ukraine in the dust. He's removed weapon sharing. He stopped intelligence sharing. He has emboldened Vladimir Putin by yelling at Zelensky while letting Putin do whatever he wants. In fact, if you read this Truth Social post from a few months back, Donald Trump literally admitted it. He said, "What Vladimir Putin doesn't realize is that if it weren't for me, lots of really bad things would have already happened to Russia. And I mean really bad. He's playing with fire." So not only is Trump not actually going to bomb Moscow, of course, that would actually be a dumb thing to do. There's way better ways to give Ukraine leverage. Not only is he not going to do that, not only is he not going to threaten Putin at all, but he's actually helping Putin and then admitting it. What he's talking about here, in my opinion, is the fact that a lot of Republicans in Congress and Democrats alike wanted to place strong sanctions on Russia. Now, obviously, Marjorie Taylor Greene doesn't want to, but a lot of the Republicans in Congress are still very pro-Ukraine. They wanted to place sanctions, and Trump said, no, we're not going to do that. They wanted to send more weapons, and Trump said, no, we're not going to do that. What Trump has done is given Vladimir Putin the perfect opening to rearm, take more territory, and make Trump look like a fool. Remember, again, a few months ago, Trump negotiated this quote-unquote ceasefire with Russia and Ukraine. He said, both of you guys lay down your arms for 30 days while we figure this out. Well, Ukraine laid down their arms, and they came to the negotiation table. Putin didn't lay down his arms. He continued to aggress. He actually launched the largest drone strike in the entire war the moment after he got off the phone with Trump. And he keeps doing that. He keeps launching more drone strikes right after he gets off the phone with Trump to make Trump look like an absolute fool. So between all of the mixed messaging and policy reversals, Trump is really seeming like his position in 2022 is a lie. The idea that he ever wanted to come down hard on Russia is a lie. And if he was being serious in 2022, who the hell has bought him off since? I want to run you through what's happened over the past week, and then I'm going to play this leaked clip for you. But I think it's important to point out, we got a report last night that Pete Hegseth did not even inform the White House before he authorized a pause on weapon shipments to Ukraine. This will loop perfectly back to this leaked audio tape because, again, the man who claimed he would bomb Moscow has led with so much weakness that he's allowed his own administration to dog walk him. How does drunk Pete Hegseth unilaterally pause weapon shipments to Ukraine, therefore almost triggering another global war? Let me just give one of my favorite arguments for why we should be funding Ukraine relentlessly. Because for some reason, a lot of people in my comment section always say, Adam, I agree with you on a lot, but I think we should stop the funding to Ukraine. And I think that's very misled for a few reasons. First of all, we're not just sending money over there. If we were just sending like cash over there, that would be different. But we're sending weapons, old stockpiled weapons over there. And in turn, we get to recreate new weapons, upgrade our military, and it boosts our manufacturing economy. Even beyond that, imagine if we allowed Vladimir Putin to take over Ukraine. Imagine if Putin took over Ukraine within 1 week. He got to Kyiv, he achieved his objective, and then he was emboldened. He would begin to threaten more and more countries. Then World War III would actually start because he would eventually invade a NATO country. I mean, we know that he's invaded Georgia in 2008. You can't deny that. We know that he invaded Crimea in 2014. You can't deny that. Then he reinvaded Ukraine proper in 2022. This is an authoritarian who wants to do land grabs. A lot of people say, Adam, the only reason Putin invaded is because U.S. provoked Putin. That is the weakest, probably lowest IQ argument I think I've ever heard. The United States cannot provoke Vladimir Putin into launching an all-out, full-scale invasion. Vladimir Putin is someone who, since he took office, has wanted to expand, reconfigure the former Soviet empire into something new. He's wanted to take over bordering states so he has control. So the idea that the United States triggered Putin into invading Ukraine is almost like saying, look what she was wearing. She deserved it. And I don't mean to be like crass by saying that analogy, but when you're invading a country and saying the country was asking for it, that is absolutely sick rhetoric. And I just had to really quickly break that all down because I see a lot of people in the comment section or in my live streams getting that wrong. Slava Ukraine. Let's read this article and make sure you're dropping some blue hearts. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed to help boost our pro-democracy reporting. This reads, Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth did not inform the White House before he authorized a pause on weapon shipments to Ukraine last week, according to five sources familiar with the matter, setting off a scramble inside the administration to understand why the halt was implemented and explain it to both Congress and the Ukrainian government. What an absolute shit show. President Donald Trump suggested on Tuesday that he was not responsible for the move. Asked on Tuesday during a cabinet meeting whether he approved of the pause in shipments, Trump demurred, saying only that the U.S. would continue to send defensive weapons to Ukraine. We'll take the wins where we can get them. Obviously, we disagree with Trump on basically every point he makes, but if he's going to continue the weapon shipments, that's good. It's not that much of a win because he's the one that paused them. So it's like, yeah, it's not that much of a win. He's the firefighter and the arsonist. But Trump said the U.S. will continue weapon sharing. Pressed again on who authorized the pause, Trump replied, I don't know. Why don't you tell me? God, I hate his snarky ass. The episode underscores the often haphazard policymaking process inside the Trump admin, particularly under Hegseth at the Defense Department. The pause was the second time this year that Hegseth has decided to halt the flow of U.S. weapons to Ukraine, catching senior national security officials off guard, sources said. It first happened in February, and the decision was quickly reversed, three of the sources said, mirroring what happened on Monday night. This happened twice, in the same way that Signalgate happened twice. There were two different Signalgates. This is incredible. By incredible, I mean incredibly incompetent and dim-witted. Let's play this clip of a leaked audio recording, and let me remind you one more time, the quote-unquote strength that you hear in this behind-closed-door meeting was never replicated by Trump in any sort of public venue ever. I would have a little bit more respect for Trump's position on Ukraine if he actually did come out and threaten Vladimir Putin publicly, but no, he's been so incredibly weak. There's no respect that's deserved anywhere, so let's play this clip.
We are getting exclusive audio from 2024 of Trump, then as a candidate, discussing details of a private conversation that he once had with President Putin. The audio obtained by the authors of a new book that is just out today. And for context, the president has long said that Putin would never have invaded Ukraine on his watch because of something he told him once privately. Trump had never revealed what that was.
I had a very strong conversation with President Putin, and he understood, and I won't go into the great details of the conversation because nobody has to know that, but I will tell you, it never, ever would have happened.
I don't want to say it, but did they fear me? I suspect they did.
Well, tonight we're learning those details as the audio reveals that Trump says that he threatened not just President Putin, but also China's President Xi Jinping. And this is what he told donors about what exactly that conversation looked like during a private fundraiser last year.
To Putin, I said, if you go in to Ukraine and they'll bomb the shit out of Moscow, I'm telling you, I have no choice. The public wants the public.
This one was in 2024, again.
The public. So he goes like, I don't believe you. I said, he said, no way. And I said, wait. And then he goes like, I don't believe you, but the truth is, he believed me 10%. And I told you this, he believed me 10%. Then I'm with President Xi of China, but I said the same thing to them. I said, you know, if you go into Taiwan, I'm going to bomb the shit out of Beijing. He thought I was crazy. He said, Beijing, you're going to bomb Beijing. I said, I have no choice. I got to bomb them. We're going to bomb Beijing. And he didn't believe me either, except 10%. And 10% is all you need. In fact, 5% would have been okay, too. And we never had a problem. We would have never had a problem.
That is a completely infantile view of any sort of war. Yeah, the threat of the U.S. using bombs has always been an implied threat, but we would never actually do that against Russia. There are a plethora of reasons why we would never bomb Moscow. The main one is it would immediately start an actual nuclear global war. Like, that would just be it. NATO members have been very careful not to cross swords with Russia army members ever since the start of this war, because the second that they do cross swords, Article 5 will likely have to be invoked, and World War III then begins. So I just want to end this by taking a step back and pointing out how absurd it is that Donald Trump, on that leaked recording, said multiple times, this war never would have happened because he would have had such a good grasp on it. Yet now that he's in office, it's an absolute mess. The entire handling of this war by Trump has been marked by indecision, internal chaos, a worsening situation on the ground for people in Ukraine. Every single time Donald Trump talks to Vladimir Putin, right after, immediately after, Putin launches another large invasion. Just as an FU to Trump, just to put the middle finger up to Trump, and Trump lets it happen because he's a weak leader. We'll continue to push back on this channel. If you appreciate the work we do, drop a like, subscribe below. At 3 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern time today, Chris and Adam show goes live on my channel. Don't miss it. Check in around that time. You won't want to miss it. I love you all. I'll see you in the next one, and peace out.